people would never tell you enough about my fucking list. And if it's as if I feel that your place there is little or no part at all, and your very wealth is only in common by the people, and all work is shared. Prison is taken in the sight of and is knowledge of all, and the escalations of all factions are non-exploitative, and where the conflict with leaders is left. People's bandages keep coming back to the idea of having no government. The first two problems are the seemingly incapable, practical, and political problem of having any tolerable government. Anarchist ideas still have a vigorous life, and we are fortunate to be able to explain to life this professor Larry Chomsky of the National Institute of Technology. Professor Chomsky has in a sense become well-known quite over, once because of his revolutionary work in linguistic theory, and secondly, as one of the names of our topic tonight, because of his early and uncompromising resistance and moral rise to the United States' involvement in the Vietnam War. From his experience in politics of total, he's involved with the political theorist and essayist in his own right, restating the anarchist and libertarian position in a number of ways. Professor Chomsky, perhaps we should start by trying to define what is not the empire, given the word anarchy as the right and the weakness of government. Now, beginning with people talk about anarchy or anarchism as well. Political philosophies don't just mean that the result as of January 1st next year, government is now to understand it with government security, position they use the laws, and
I think done so quite well, and there are a few of them that are large scale libertarian liberties.
period where we really were constructed on kind of the future of self-management, integration of agricultural industry to the working class, and trying to get it done with the direction of the participation in self-management. And we're really part of the system of the British mandate.